just before we start, a quick warning, this episode contains strong language. Welcome to the Radio Academy podcast, where our special coverage of the 2022 ARIAs continues. This is part two. Just like the audience, we had a short interval. You can listen back to part one to hear who won Best Music Breakfast Show, Best Speech Presenter and Best New Presenter, among many more, plus backstage interviews. Now let's get back to Ryland and Fleur East for the second part of the show.
So first up, we have Best Music Entertainment Show, supported by PPL and PRS for Music. In this award, judges are looking for shows that perfectly balance a careful selection of mainstream music with moments of pure entertainment. To present this award, please welcome from the ARIA-nominated One Extra Rap Show, it is the gorgeous Tiffany Calva. Did you see what
I done, King? Hello, hello. I've been told to keep it very brief, but I do have to just say, rest in eternal peace to my friend Jamal Edwards, who many, many moons ago gave a girl from Telford the opportunity to come to London and write about music. And I don't see a world where I'd be here in this position without him. So I hope, yeah. Anyone that's in a position like we are now who has the opportunity or who knew him or loved him, who he loved and supported and cared for. If we have the opportunity to do the same and champion new people, let's all do it in his legacy. So.
Absolutely.
Okay. And the bronze goes to The Rock Show, National Prison Radio. The silver goes to Gary Spence, Clyde One. And for gold, the judges said this show summed up the presenter's passion, likability, and willingness to share her emotions on air. This presenter's music knowledge shines through, and their energy is a perfect complement to the music. The gold winner for Best Music Entertainment Show, supported by PPL and PRS for Music, is The Last Radio One's Dance Party with Annie Mac. We are grateful for BBC Radio.
Wow, I'm in shock. I'm so humbled, honestly, just to be here and be part of such a room of incredible talent. Haven't made a radio show in 9 months, as we know. And I can tell you that just looking in from the outside tonight, like, I still cannot get my head around the power and the reach of that show and how much it seemed to affect people and kind of trigger people's emotions. There was such a beautiful community around it. And yeah, it was just one of those shows. I think great productions behind me will agree that everything just went well. You know those shows where it all just clicks and there's no snags? And I feel so grateful for that. I'm also grateful for the incredible team behind the show. So Sam Hutt, my producer, incredible.
Congratulations on your award.
Thank you so much.
It's nearly a year since you left us on the 8th floor. We miss you terribly at Radio 1. How has it been?
It's been a really interesting year. It's felt very open and spacious, and there's been room for thinking and growing and trying new things, and kind of all the reasons why I felt like it was the right time to go still felt good and still feel good now. And just tonight feels like just such a lovely way to recognise all the work that went into the show. And I mean, I really babbled on stage, but I was kind of trying to say just how much work and thought got put into that show, so how proud we are that it got recognised, you know?
Totally. It must feel quite nostalgic for you tonight, like to be back with the gang.
Yeah, but also it feels like absolutely nothing's changed, you know what I mean? Like, you step back in and it's all the old faces from before. Lovely to see Scott Mills and all the Radio 1 crew. So yeah, it's just been a lovely night out.
Has the space given you an appreciation for Radio 1 as a listener that you've not had for all that time that you were working there?
Yeah, and also other stations too, you know, to be able to go listen to Six Music and Radio 2 and just kind of like zoom out a bit, I suppose, has been really nice. So yeah, it has, definitely, yeah.
And you'd want to get back to radio again someday eventually, I guess?
I suppose so, yeah. Like, I'm not in a mad hurry. I'm just going to wait until something feels good and right and timely. Obviously, I'm doing my podcast, and that's actually quite a lot of work and quite a commitment because we're doing it weekly now. So I'm still broadcasting and I'm still DJing, which is kind of ticking a lot of my music boxes. So at the moment, it's okay, but never say never, of course.
Well, as we're on to our next award, it is Best Marketing Campaign supported by Octopus Energy. This award recognises a creative campaign that shows a clear resonance between its programming, marketing and positioning. And to present this award from BBC Radio London and BBC Radio 2, it is broadcasting icon Vanessa Felt.
They said to me, we are running over, Vanessa. Do not, under any circumstances, chat with Rylan.
If anyone thinks it's a good idea to tell Vanessa Felt not to chat, what's the point?
I said, don't fuck with me, baby. I said, Rylan and I may be on the stage at the Adelphi Theatre, but we've come up the hard way through Big Brother's bit on the side.
We have.
I said, chat with Rylan. You're lucky if I don't go and lick his face. And I say one more thing, Rylan. You know the after party and you are single. If the man is up for turning, I'm your girl. And I mean that most sincerely.
All I'm going to say is, hey, what's wrong with you?
He's not here. They didn't invite plus ones or even partners for 16 years. That's the way they treat us here. Anyway, let's get on with the important business at hand. The bronze goes to Make a Difference with your BBC local radio station. Congratulations. The silver goes to Magic Radio 100% Christmas. And as for the gold, well, the judges felt that this winning team delivered an exceptionally high-quality entry full of sonic ideas, drama and wit. The gold winner for Best Marketing Campaign, supported by Octopus Energy, is UEFA Euro 2020 on TalkSport.
I want to say thank you to the bosses, Lee Clayton, Scott Taunton, for not firing me for suggesting that we cover Laura Woods and Alan Brazil in yellow paint. But look, I think it sums up TalkSport. It's a fabulous place to work. It's fun. It's energetic. I think the programming team absolutely smashed the Euros campaign. And look, and I just hope we played a small part in promoting that. And I bought a car from Cinch lately, Rylan, so thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay, our next category is the Impact Award sponsored by Wix. Now, this category... pick up Wix, yes. This category recognises bold programming with the judges looking for powerful audio that leaves an impression. To present the Impact Award, please welcome the chair of the Radio Academy, Her Highness of Radio 2, Miss Helen Thomas.
Hello, Rylan.
Hello, gorgeous.
Now, listen, for the sake of producers who are having nervous breakdowns backstage, I'm going to be quick. I just want to say thank you all so much for coming. It's so brilliant to see you all here tonight to celebrate this amazing medium. So, thank you. I'm going to crack on with the award. So, the bronze award goes to Kiss Life with Swarzy, playmaker group for Kiss. The silver award goes to Bars with Lady in Chain, Golden Wing for National Prison Radio. And for the gold, the judges said this was a project whose impact was very clear, from raising audience awareness to a surge in volunteer numbers. The judges said it was not always an easy listen, but it was presented honestly and with hope. The gold winner for the Impact Award, supported by Wix, is Woman's Hour, Trafficked in Plain Sight, BBC Audio for Radio 4.
Oh, my goodness, thank you so much. To the Radio Academy, first of all, and all the other incredible nominees. To Woman's Hour, Karen is the editor, who have embraced Radio 4's new audio reporter hub, and they commissioned this story, which was all down to a woman called Sarah who courageously agreed to be interviewed by us. She was a university student from Albania and she'd been trafficked on the boyfriend route, as it's called. And she had the most harrowing, horrific story. But it's her and hundreds of other people who were going through this just like her. And she had the courage to tell her very harrowing experience. We also spoke and gave voice, if you like, to an amazing team of unknown women and some men who act as a volunteer Salvation Army group of drivers who rescue women like Sarah and take them to safe houses 24/7, on call all day, which they're there out there tonight doing it. And the impact of this was on Sarah. She was so delighted that anyone would listen to her because she'd never really been listened to before. And the Salvation Army told us that they had an extraordinary response from Women's Hour listeners, and they were inundated with people wanting to become volunteer drivers. So that is what happened. And then the recording of Sarah is going to be used for the Home Office, for the Border Force, and for the Crown Prosecution Service. So it's going to have a great impact.
Okay, let's move on to our next award. It is the Grassroots Award, sponsored by BBC Sounds. I went into my radio voice then. This category is for community-driven social action audio that engages its audience in a positive, locally focused way. And to present this award, put your hands together for the Chief Content Officer of the BBC. It is Charlotte Moore.
I'm not going to chat, Rylan.
You do what you want. You're the big boss.
No, it's all right. It's very nice to see you, though.
Lovely.
And really nice to be here. So, the bronze goes to fully amplified podcast, Futures Theatre. The silver goes to IVF Dad Podcast, 1860. And now for the gold. Well, the judges admired this project for tackling a difficult and important issue and empowering people whose lived experience shaped and led the programming. The gold winner for Grassroots Awards, supported by BBC Sounds, is We Are Voices podcast, the Voices Network and British Red Cross.
Hiya. This is our second time. A heartfelt thank you to the organisers, jury board and the audiences for the precious award, which is not only an award for us, it is also the utmost recognition and showcasing of how some asylum seekers, the mayor, unrecognized resident of a country could go up to with the right support. Thank you very much for the recognition.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well, we are going to now turn to have a look at the second group of nominees that are in the running for our only award this evening, voted for by the public. Let's have a little look at part two.
Now it's time to hear five more of the nominees for Radio Times Moment of the Year and be reminded how big a year 2021 was for sporting excellence. The pandemic delayed two of the biggest shows on earth, and while Scotland have had plenty of Olympic success over the years, it had been some time since the men's national football team had played at the finals of a major tournament. So perhaps they needed a bit of a pep talk.
This time it's our time. This time we're one. We are Scotland and we'll be coming down the road. We've been kept apart for so long that now's the time we're coming together. It's party time. We'll sing, we'll dance, we'll be playing the bagpipes in the train. We'll show the world our beautiful game.
Sport is all about moments. Moments when records are broken, when bars are reset, and when things happen for the very first time. In 173 editions of the Grand National, raced by thousands of horses, only 19 female jockeys had ever competed, and none of them had ever won. Until now.
And it's been won for the first time by a lady jockey, Rachel Blackmore. I doff my cap to you.
It's really quite emotional because, like, you're told from a really young age that you can't do it, and Rachel's just proved that you can do it. And sorry, I don't mean to be so emotional, but it means so much.
One of the superpowers of radio is creating an intimate atmosphere where, despite the millions listening, only two people are talking. Even if the format is more than 80 years old, if the tone is right, radio can deliver extraordinary and brave revelations.
If an alcoholic came to my house, they would be shocked to see that there are bottles of gin, bottles of wine, completely untouched, because an alcoholic couldn't have that in their house. That's the thing. It's booze. It's just booze, but food. The addiction is identical. The secrecy of consuming these things, the shame behind it. And food is a tricky one because booze and drugs, you can just give up.
As we navigate the fragility of life from day to day, one of the most powerful things we can do is help people to remember. The simplest gift can be the gift of song. And when that song is an old lullaby from your aging father, radio has the power to give new life.
Good night, goodbye, little girl. I know that I, little girl, can say you're my little girl as we're fast asleep.
And what better way to round up our list of the 10 moments of the year than to give the last word to a presenter signing off after 17 years on air. When it's time to say goodbye, why not take the opportunity to pass on a little advice as you open the mic for one last time?
It's one more thing I've got to say, that as a 43-year-old woman, I just can tell you this, that life goes by really, really fast. Life is short. It thunders by. And if you like the music, got to get up and dance. Just do it.
Some brilliant moments, and there's a lot of brilliant examples in this category of the power of radio. We're going to know the winner of the Radio Times Moment of the Year very, very soon. Up next, we move on to the award for Best Fictional Storytelling, supported by the Podcast Show 2022. Now, this is for the best audio dramas that immerse listeners into unforgettable experiences that stick in that memory. And to present this award, we have the Executive Vice President and President of Broadcasting for News UK, Scott Taunton.
Now, I have the pleasure in announcing the nominees for Best Fictional Storytelling, supported by the Podcast Show 2022. Now, the Bronze Award goes to The Old Man in the Boat, Message Heard Media for Fun Kids. The Silver to You and Me, Naked Productions, for BBC Radio 4. And the judges said in relation to the winner, the gold winner stopped the judges in their tracks. They described it as raw, real, and packing an incredible emotional punch. The gold winner for Best Fictional Storytelling, supported by the Podcast Show 2022, is Little Blue Lines, BBC Audio for Radio 4.
thank you, Gemma Jenkins, first, who produced Little Blue Lines and just made it so beautiful. Thank you. It's a black comedy about miscarriage by a new writer over five episodes. And I just don't think anyone would have taken that on apart from the BBC. So thank you to BBC Radio Drama and Toby Swift. it's best fictional storytelling, but what made me want to write this was looking around at a dearth of drama and actually factual content that represented what I went through when I went through miscarriage. So I really wanted to tell it, warts and all, because, you know, between 4 and 5 confirmed pregnancies end in miscarriage. And now, after COVID, it's so hard to get the resources to really make it a humane experience. So thank you to the nurses and doctors who really make a big difference. And just, I'm over the moon. It's my first professional gig, so here's to the next one.
Thank you. Right, our next award is for Best Commercial Partnership, supported by audio experts. Now, in this category, the judges are looking for entries that include compelling content, which successfully addresses the needs of the partner and the expectations of the audience. And to present this award, we have the multi-ARIA Gold Award-winning host, he made me say that, of the BBC Radio 1 Breakfast Show, it's the stunning Greg James!
Great night, great theatre, great Ryland.
Oh, bless.
Great Ryland. Great Tony Blackburn. Holy shit, what an amazing man.
He's still going, by the way.
Is he out the back? Yeah. What a man. It's the big one!
Best commercial partnership supported by audio experts.
Oh. Okay. The bronze goes to The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wicks on Absolute Radio. Bell up next time, Dave.
The silver goes to Bedtime Stories, Audio Always and Dreams. Silver's good. Silver's great. And the gold winner was said to be a feast for the ears, exciting young audiences, but creating immersive audio for listeners of all ages. The Gold Award for Best Commercial Partnership, supported by audio experts, goes to Puffin Podcast! Mission Imagination, Max Creative, and Puffin Books, a very good publisher.
Oh my God, this is wow! Okay, thank yous. Massive thank you to everyone. I'm kind of a little bit shocked, but I'll hand over to the Puffin team.
I think this podcast is so imaginative and so fun, but also this partnership has been really imaginative and fun as well. Honestly, it's been incredible.
And thank you, Mags. Can't wait to do season 3.
We now move on to Best Station Sound, supported by Imager. Now to present this award, the Labour MP for Birmingham Yardley and host of the Yours Sincerely podcast, which is also nominated tonight, it is Jess Phillips.
You're a lovely audience, but I've heard quite a few jokes about the porn thing this evening, but just be grateful you don't have to work with the wankers. No.
Oh.
I did say in the green room, is it all right if I swear?
Did you not hear Vanessa Feltz? My life.
So, the bronze goes to BBC Radio 6 Music, BBC Popular Music Station Sound. The silver goes to Absolute Radio Country Launch. And now for the gold. The judges were impressed by the great innovation shown, which they felt set a new standard in station sound. Authentic, confident and cool. The gold winner for Best Station Sound, supported by Imager, is BBC Radio 1 Extra, BBC Popular Music Station Sound.
Oh my God, this is crazy. I just want to say this team is absolutely phenomenal because this is the fifth time we've won this award consecutively, which sounds mental. And that's mind-blowing, and we're not trying to blow our own trumpet. I just want to say this team are absolutely amazing. We want to thank Farron for giving us the creative freedom. We want to thank every single person at One Extra because without you, we can't do what we do.
Our next award now we move on to. It is for Creative Innovation, sponsored by All In Media. Now, the judges in this category were looking for inventive audio that broke conventions and challenged the audience's expectations. To present this award, please welcome to the stage the chair of ARIA's judges from Boom Radio. It is Mr. Phil Riley.
Could we just say a big thank you? There are about 40 or 50 of them in the room tonight, all the judges for this year's ARIA's. The bronze goes to the Unfiltered History Tour, Vice World News. The silver goes to the Battersea Poltergeist, Baffle Gab Productions for BBC Radio 4. The gold winner for Creative Innovation Award, supported by All In Media, is Life Sentence, Mad Creative.
Wow, thank you. Very nervous, much more comfortable on the other side of the microphone. As you probably just heard, this is a show largely about climate change. We launched it in and around COP26. I'm not going to make a grandstand and say that podcasts are going to be the silver bullet to solve this climate crisis that we're all facing. All of us, we are Mags Creative. We definitely, absolutely believe in the collective power of and community building power of audio and storytelling as the catalyst for sustainable behaviour change and action. Ooh, wordy that was.
Right, our next award is brand new for this year. It is called the Pioneer Award, and it's our opportunity to celebrate a true trailblazer in the radio industry. To present this award, please welcome my friend and colleague, the gorgeous Zoe Ball.
It is a real privilege to be asked to present a very special award tonight, the inaugural Pioneer Award at the ARIA's. And I can think of no one better to be the first recipient of this award than the legendary and much missed Janice Long. Janice was the ultimate music fan. She was a passionate champion of new music. She was a warm and witty presenter who engaged with those she met in person and the many who tuned in to listen to her shows, many of whom she inspired to go into music or broadcasting themselves, like Guy Garvey and Joe Wiley. Janice's career spanned decades, beginning at BBC Radio Merseyside in her hometown of Liverpool, before joining Radio 1 at Top of the Pops in the early 80s, paving the way for solo female presenters. From there, her career spread to GLR, Radio 5, XFM, Radio 2, 6 Music, Radio WM, Radio Wales, and Greatest Hits Radio, plus her own 90s creation, Crash FM. From post-punk to alternative rock and dance, Janice was studious in her love of new music and supported countless new artists throughout her career, including The Manix, Toya Wilcox, The Coral, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, and so many more. Tonight, a few of the artists she supported over the years wanted you to hear the impact she had on their careers.
Hi there, my name's Jim Kerr.
I'm Gary Newman.
And it's Fran from Travis.
It's Toya Wilcox here.
Hello, this is Elvis Costello.
Hello, how are you doing? Welcome to a show with taste and good music tonight. Go back to 78 for Radio Radio. Take it away, Elvis.
I wish I could be with you to raise a glass and a cheer to our dear friend Janice.
I knew Janice for many, many years. She was one of the very few people that I would say yes to without even knowing or asking what she wanted.
I have known Janice Long for 40 years of my 42-year career. She has always been full of fun, but a tower of strength at the same time.
We first met her when she came to London, and we'd just gone to London, and we were living in the same hotel for weeks on end, and we'd meet her at breakfast and have a drink at night, and she became a pal.
Hi, how you doing? Welcome to my humble show.
Doing an interview with Janice was like hanging out with an old friend that you hadn't seen for a few years. It was just lovely to be around.
And she was so tenacious and so knowledgeable and so passionate about what she did that it was infectious.
The loveliest person, a trailblazing broadcaster, an absolute one of a kind.
There are too many sorrows in the world today, but we have to spare a thought and a tear or two for somebody who only ever really thought of the music and was such a great friend to the music and to bands, both large and small, artists upcoming and those who linger in the twilight of infamy like myself.
Behind the turntables at this time is the foxiest lady Melly ever could find. I want to rock her like Shaka, and that ain't wrong, but she'll rock me back because she's Janice Long. Rock!
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Her love of music and her enthusiastic support for the people that made it was exceptional.
And at times when I felt, why am I doing this? Janice always said, you're doing this because you are you and other women need you to be you and to be in this industry.
It's a sad occasion, but I hope tonight everyone remembers Janice. And she was a fantastic broadcaster.
And will be missed by not just her friends and family, but all of these people, including me, who just got so much joy from hearing her on the radio.
So hello, how are you? First of the week, and this is the Everly Brothers, When Will I Be Loved?
I am so grateful to Janice. She was a tower of strength to me all through my career.
Here we are on tour. And normally we'd expect to see Janice turn up at least one of the gigs, if not two. Sadly, we know that's not going to happen.
We all owe her a great deal. And I'm sure I speak for everyone when I say that we're all going to miss her very much. And to bubbly energy.
I am a 60-something woman in an industry that tends not to see women of our age, but Janice did.
This is Greatest Hits Radio.
Across the UK.
Hello, I'm Janice Long on Greatest Hits Radio. Good afternoon. Music coming up, Billy Joel, My Life, and that's after ABC, The Look of Love.
The good times.
Sound like this.
Greatest Hits Radio.
I'll miss her very much, and I look forward to seeing you all, and let's always keep Janice in our hearts.
I love you, miss you, and see you on the B-side.
And Janice, if you're listening, thank you, thank you, thank you for being a tower of strength and for being constant fun.
There is no one, no one more deserving of the Pioneer Award than Janice Long.
And to collect the award, will you please welcome Janice's husband Paul, her daughter Blue, and her son Fred.
Right, well, so they said to keep it short, so ta.
Thank you to the amazing Janice Long. She was clearly an incredible woman. Unfortunately, I never got the chance to meet her. But our next award tonight is for Best Local Radio Show, and this one is sponsored by RCS. Now, this award is for the very best local radio show or podcast in the UK last year. Now, the judges wanted to feel a sense of place coming through to the output, and in a programme that is clearly rooted in the local community was very important to them. To present this award, please welcome the host of Radio 1's Future Artist, nominated tonight. It is the lovely Mr. Jack Saunders.
Nothing says rock and roll like local radio, people. The bronze goes to Gary Phillipson, BBC Radio Tees. The silver goes to Ewan and Kat at Breakfast, Clyde 2, and Greatest Hits Network Scotland. The gold winner for Best Local Radio Show, supported by RCS, is Justin Dealey, BBC Three Counties Radio.
Local radio is rock and roll, and it should be protected at all costs. This award is dedicated to one of my listeners, Patricia, who phoned me last January in lockdown 2, and she wanted to bring us some good news. She had just found her birth mother at the age of 81 years old. And she said, I will not get in my car and break the rules to go and see her. The phone lines went mad. People said, do something. So we got a written dispensation to meet her birth mother on her birth mother's 100th birthday.
Oh, lovely.
And it's a moment that will live with me and our listeners forever. So long live local radio. Thank you so much. Good night.
We have now reached the moment where we find out the winner of the Radio Times Moment of the Year, voted for by the general public. And to present this award tonight, please put your hands together for the award-winning spoken word performer and host of Have You Heard George's Podcasts. It's the amazing George the Poet.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for that warm welcome. Congratulations to all of the nominees and all the winners tonight. As we've heard, this category showcases 10 pieces of amazing British radio from the last year that have each stopped listeners in their tracks and had a huge impact with a wide audience. It is the listening public, big up the listening public, who have voted for the winners of this award. Thanks to our friends at radiotimes.com. All right, let's get into it. The bronze goes to Annie Mack's last show on BBC Radio 1. Pick up Annie Mack. The silver goes to Mary Wins 120 G's. Glad one. And the gold winner for the Radio Times Moment of the Year, voted for by the public, is Adele Roberts returns to Radio 1 after bowel cancer treatment.
I kind of wish I was Mary right now, winning the £102,000.
Babe, she's all right. She's got £102,000 in the bank. She's all right.
I just want to say it's an absolute honour to be nominated. Thank you to everyone in this room for what you do, because you've got me through some really tough times. And I know that you get your listeners through tough times as well. It's a privilege to be on this journey. It allows me to understand what a lot of our listeners are going through. I think it's brought me closer to our listeners, and it's started conversations that I never would have had, and it's given me the language to explain what it's like to be on chemotherapy and go through cancer and have a stoma. Thank you, Radio 1, for allowing me to come back. You were vital to my mental health. I live for the weekends. Thank you for making the studio safe for me. And I just want to say thank you to Jess, Mairead, and producer Tom, who, without him, I wouldn't be stood here right now. Thank you, Tom. And just quickly, to the whole BBC family, the 8th floor, I love you so much. Thank you especially as well to Alid Hayden-Jones, Kate Davey, Leanne Webster and Yasmin Evans, who encouraged me to go to the doctors when I didn't realise that I was ill. And to my partner, Kate, it is an absolute honour to wake up to you every single day. Thank you, I love you.
OK, we have got two awards left now this evening, and they are, of course, the two Station of the Year categories. First up is the award named after that legendary pioneer of UK local radio, John Myers. This category is for a local station that has captured the hearts and minds of its listeners and delivers day in, day out. To present this award, we welcome singer, songwriter, author and multi-network BBC presenter. Sometimes she's all over the front page. It's Kerris Matthews!
Bit of a vintage year, Island.
Oh, no, tell me about it.
Can we just have a shout-out to Fleur East backstage? It's all going on.
Loving it, loving it. Driving that car about, loving it.
It's so lovely to be out of the box, to be out in person. This is the last but one awards. I do love an after show, so...
I'll see you there, buddy. Don't worry about
that. Best job in the world, though, for sure.
We're lucky.
The bronze goes to BBC Radio Ulster. The silver goes to BBC Radio Newcastle. Now, for the gold, the judges could tell that everyone on the team, from presenters to production, wanted to entertain their listeners at a beautifully local level. What does that mean? The gold winner for the John Myers Award for Local Radio Station of the Year is... It's going to be a popular choice... Clyde
Wan! I've worked at this radio station for 34 years, and this team is testament to the fact that there's still so many people listening, the same amount of people that there were 34 years ago, and we're still relevant, which is incredible. So, thank you so much, and thank you to Victoria Easton Riley and David Robertson, who are the best bosses anyone could hope for. Thank you. Just amazing, an amazing day. It's been incredible that after all these years, we're 50 years old, Clyde won, Radio Clyde next year, and still to be up here winning awards is amazing. We'll get the best team ever. They let us do what we want. Scotland's very different from England, and the people in charge understand that and let us be Scottish, and that's what makes all the difference.
Yeah, you certainly seem Scottish and proud in the winners' room, bellowing.
We were just so excited. We'd had so many silvers tonight, which is amazing. Yeah. Even, we all know how hard it is even getting a nomination. You know, I've watched it for 25 years, you know, online in those forms. George has watched it for 63 years, and it's really difficult. Sorry, mate.
Not really 63.
But it's, you know, it's an honour to be, you know, shortlisted by the judges, by your peers, and it's especially nice because George this year is celebrating 25 years on Breakfast, and having covered it 1 week a year for a period of 3 years.
You know it's hell getting up at that time of the month, so it's nice.
It's something else. The whole team are just delighted.
Yeah, and it's quite a young team as well, so I'm just buzzing for all of them. It's just incredible.
And congratulations. And yeah, I take it you're not on Breakfast in the morning.
No, not in the morning. No, we'll be back on Thursday.
It'd be a long commute.
We've come down from Scotland. We're off till next Wednesday. It's all good.
Oh, well, enjoy your stay. Thank you so much. Bye, guys.
Massive congratulations to the team. Definitely worth the trip down. Now, listen, we have reached our final award of the night. It is time for UK Station on Network of the Year, sported by Arqiva. Now, the gold in this category will go to the station that has towered above its rivals in 2021, showcasing excellence across their entire schedule with a strong sense of station identity. To present this final award, fresh from Community Garden Radio and straight out of that creative cul-de-sac, it is the wonderful Sean Keaveney.
I haven't worn this suit in about a stone, Mylon. How's your mum? How's Linda?
She's all right. I saw the way you looked at her. You could be my new stepdad.
Think about it. I thought I was going to see you later on, actually. We'll see, won't we?
Oh, yeah, forget me mother. I'm available.
I want to say, actually, you, Fleur and yourself tonight have been the measure of aplomb. You've had panache. You've had all the French words. You've been incredible.
Thank you.
You've been loose. A massive round of applause again.
Thank you very much.
Superb work. Really brilliant. And in a world where it feels like forces are trying to pull us all apart, I think radio in particular and podcasts sort of glue us all back together again. So that's amazing and well done. But the nominees for National Station or Network of the Year are...
UK Station or Network of the Year, supported by Arqiva. BBC Radio 2. BBC Radio 4. BBC Radio 5 Live. Fun Kids. Hits Radio. Kiss Network.
Oh, yes! The bronze goes to Kiss Network. The silver goes to BBC Radio 4. Ladies and gentlemen, the judges were unanimous in awarding gold to this entry that cleverly uses creative talent to stand out. From viral entertainment features to documentaries and hard-hitting interviews to strong commercial partnerships, the gold winner for UK Station or Network of the Year is... Hits Radio! Congratulations, come on up!
Okay, I know everyone wants to get to the after party. Ah! I can't believe we won! Can you actually believe... I mean, this is really exciting. Big up PG.
The goddess brought us gold. Thank you. Thank you.
Woo! Big up PG, big up Gary. I've got to big up my Hits Radio breakfast team, James Barr, Matt Haslam, Nicole Williams, Alec.
Being on the stage tonight in a room full of so many of our icons and idols that we all worship, it is truly breathtaking. And this team here blow my mind every single day. The team out there, the team from Bauer, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Academy. Thank you, Ryland. Let's go to the bar. Have a great night.
There you have it. That is it. A massive congratulations to all of our winners. Let's hear it one more time for Hits Radio. A massive congratulations to all of our winners tonight. Thank you so much to you all for coming tonight and making the 2022 ARIA such a great evening. And thank you to all of our judges. I know a lot of you are here this evening. And to all of our generous sponsors. We could not do this night without you. And, of course, the team at the Radio Academy. And I do want to give a massive round of applause. She's done such a good job tonight. I couldn't have done it with all those teeth. Fleur East, everyone. Our goddess of voice. Well done, babe.
Well done, Ryland.
Oh, thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure hosting this evening for you. Keep doing what you're doing. We're very lucky to work in this industry. Thank you so much for having me, and get home safe and enjoy your night. Until then, night, night.
Bye.
Cheers, guys.
I'm so excited.
Fleur's won something.
I know, I never win anything. X Factor failed, Jungle failed, and finally won something.
This is a big one.
Yeah, no, a huge one, honestly. That's such an honour for the whole station, the whole network. We've worked so hard, you know, and I've only been in this industry for a couple of years, so, I mean, to get this honour at this stage is, I mean, it's a huge achievement for us.
And all to be on a night out as well after the pandemic, a glitzy award ceremony.
I know, it's
Fleur's
so cool.
Being humble, but we play sax every hour on the hour, so really, it's really all Fleur.
And are you guys up early in the morning? Are you on tomorrow?
Yeah, we are. We might not sleep. I think we might just roll through.
Straight through crew.
I was getting ready for an early night, and now I don't.
So was I. I was so ready. I was like, I could rest my voice, you know, done the goddess.
You had good intentions.
I had good intentions.
You need to hear from PG, though. PG. Yeah. It's all down to Paul Gerrard.
It really is not.
You must be feeling proud, though.
I am genuinely blown away. To be here tonight on that list with such amazing stations was mind-blowing in itself. the team grafts so hard day in, day out for this accolade. It's genuinely mind-blowing, and it's... I couldn't be happier, genuinely. This is childhood dreams.
Think of the company car you're going to get.